请继续看创世纪。
Let's please turn to the book of Genesis.
34章。
Genesis chapter 34.
35章。
Genesis chapter 35.
34章是我们提到35章的背景。
And chapter 34 is the background of chapter 35.
就当时雅各他碰到这个难题。
And this is one of the problem Jacob encountered.
让他心里面产生恐慌惧怕。
And because of this problem, his heart was filled with fear.
在他人生很灰暗的时候。
And during this gray period of his life.
神向他显现。
And God appeared to him.
神来看35章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 35, verse 1.
神对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛献给神啊，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那一位啊。”第二节。
Verse 2.
那雅各就对他家中的人，并一切与他同住的人说：“你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神。”也要自洁更换衣裳啊！第三节。
Verse three，
我们要起来上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神，就是在我遭难的日子应允我的祷告，在我的行路上保佑我的那位。现在神就指示他要回到伯特利去。
Now God instructed him to go to Bethel。
我们早上查考到。这个伯特利就是他以前建立信仰的一个地方。
And in the morning, we talk about Bethel is a place where Jacob established his faith.
所以等于是神告诉他要再回到起初的爱心、起初的信心。
So this is God's way of telling him you have to return back to your original love and also your original faith.
那雅各他是家长就是一家之主。
And Jacob, he is the head of the household.
所以神指示这个任务以后，那一家之主接下来是要告诉他们全家的人要回归向神。
So after God instructed him, the head of household, what to do, he said to his household that every one of you should return back to God.
所以雅各他听到这个神的信息以后，他就起来对他全家的人说。
So after Jacob heard the message from God, he stood up and said to his household and all who were with him.
我们看到他不是放着不管
He didn't just put the matter aside.
他不是把神的话就当成耳边风
He didn't just listen to the word of God and forget about it.
他也没有说那我这里筑坛就好了。
And neither did he said, it's all right. I can just set out an altar here myself.
相反的，他是督导他们家里的人，也要做一个信仰的复兴
And conversely, he actually told his household that all of you, your faith need to be revived.
所以这里很清楚的告诉我们作为家长的责任。也是要督导整家的人来敬拜神。
And here is telling us, as the parents of a household, one of our responsibility is to instruct the faith of the people within the house.
我们看以利以利这个家庭，就是他当父亲的人没有尽到督导的责任。
And we can look at the example of Eli. As a father, he did not fulfill his responsibility of passing down the faith.
结果神就要追讨他的罪
And because of that, God count him as sinful.
所以我们就是疏忽于来督导我们的孩子建立信仰的话，那我们也是有罪的。
So if we neglected the faith of our children and disciplined them on this matter, then we are also counted as sinful.
从圣经的故事我们来看，以利他大概年纪老迈对于孩子管教事情比较疏忽。
And from the example of Eli, when he was advanced in age, he neglected the responsibility of disciplining his child.
根据圣经记载他那时候死的时候是98岁的。
And according to the Bible, he died at an age of 98 years old.
因此在圣经记载他那两个孩子，不论是神是恶人的时候。
And the Bible recorded his two sons as wicked men.
这两个孩子破坏圣殿献祭的规矩。
And his two sons, they disrupt and corrupt the law when it comes to giving offering to God.
因为他们破坏圣殿献祭的规矩，所以导致呢，这个大家都不喜欢来献祭的。
And because they corrupt the law of offering, and the consequences of that is people started to give offering to God.
因为这样子说，神就要找他们算账。
And because of that, God counted them as sinful.
所以从故事这样的记载来看呢，这个以利亚他是老来得子的，年纪到的时候他有孩子。
And from the historical background, can see Eli, he begot these two sons when he was advanced in age.
所以有几个原因啊，第一个不是他太溺爱儿子，太放纵孩子。
So there might be several reasons why he disciplined his son like that. First of all, maybe because he just liked to spoil them.
啊，第二个就是太老了，年纪大了，管不动啊，没有体力再去管孩子。
And secondly, it might be because he was already advancing age. He did not have the extra strength and energy to discipline them.
啊，所以我们年轻的弟兄姐妹结婚以后要想生孩子，就趁早啊，不要说年纪大了才结婚才想生孩子。
So for brothers and sisters who marry young in the Lord, if you wanted to have children, then you should have children while you're young.
啊，真的年纪大了哈，要管孩子也是要一分力气。
And because when you have children when you're old, then you need to actually take out even more strength to take care of them and discipline them.
啊，不管是哪个理由啦，他就是疏于哈对于孩子的管教。
And doesn't matter what was the reason, Eli he neglected in discipline and chastising his sons.
因为圣经记载哈，这个孩子是神的产业。
And because the Bible recorded that children are the inheritance from God.
啊，虽然是生在我们的家庭。
Even though they are born into your family.
啊，我们要把他养大。
And you are the one who nurture and take care of the children.
啊，其实是神把他交托给我们。
But in fact, God was the one who entrusted children to us.
啊，大概上个星期啊，我最大的孙女啊，她生病。
And last week, my oldest granddaughter, she was sick.
好像也吃不下，要吐。
And she couldn't eat, and she continued to vomit.
这个不是一天的事情啊，这个持续了两天两三天。
And it's been like this for 2 to 3 days.
啊，就是一天的话，不用那么的操心了。
Because if it just was one day, then I wouldn't be so worried.
啊，到第二天还是一样。
But then by the second day, her condition stayed the same.
那就祷告啊。
So I pray.
可是祷告怎么祷告呢
？But I don't know how I should pray.
那我就祷告说，神啊，这个孩子是你的。
So I pray to God, God, this child is yours.
那孩子是你的产业的。
Because all children are your inheritance.
所以我就把它交给你。
So now I put her in your hand.
啊，真的，我们这样祷告的时候。
So when we pray.
那我们心念先就有平安。
When we pray this way, then there is peace in our heart.
So we look at the Bible, the record, or our brothers and sisters' testimony, all are men first of peace, and God will help us solve things.
And whether it's from the testimony of brothers and sisters or the recording from the Bible, we can see that men need to first have peace, and then God will work.
We can look at the
example of Paul and Silas when they are in prison. They are still able to sing hymn to praise God.
那可见，虽然是说他们有困难，被关在失去自由，关在监牢里。
Even though at the time they were bounded, without freedom, and they are in this difficult time in prison.
但是他们内心啊，充满着神的喜乐。
But in their heart, they are filled with the joy of God.
难道唱诗完以后
？So after they finished singing hymn.
啊，突然间地就大震动啊。
Suddenly there was a great earthquake.
啊，他们身上锁链都脱落了。
And all the chain fell from their hands and their feet.
要神就出手了。
And because that's the work of God.
啊，很多弟兄姐妹都一样的见证。
And a lot of brothers and sisters have similar testimony.
啊，在患难的时候。
During the time of adversity.
在这个重担呢，把他们压得简直是喘不过气来的时候。
When they were carrying on this burden, that they it was so heavy that they were almost out of breath.
所导致啊，饭也吃不下
，and they couldn't eat，
也睡不着觉
，and because of the burden they couldn't fall asleep。
哇，在那个时候啊，他们就起来赞美神。
But during time like these, they decided to wait to just praise God。
他们就起来读圣经。
They decided to not sleep anymore, just wake up and study the Bible。
神的话就安慰他们了。
And then God's word comforted them。
他们内心就充满着喜乐。
And then their heart was filled with joy。
充满着喜乐以后，再过不久，神就出手了。
And after their heart was filled with joy, not long after that, God started to work.
要感谢主啊！我这样子祷告以后
，Thank God after I pray for my granddaughter。
啊，第三天我打电话去，我问我太太呀。
And by the third day, I call my wife。
说现在情况怎么样啊
？And ask my wife how was my granddaughter doing？
啊，感谢主，现在比较好了。
And then she say thank God right now she's getting better。
啊，因为我是怕她要开学的话，她是第一年级，就这么一年级啊，她开学第一天很重要啊，假如还不能够上学呢。
And because I was worried because she was about to start school as a first day in the first grade. So,
感谢主，她能够去学校读书。
And then really thank God she can go to school.
啊，现在已经全部都好了。
And now she is fully recovered.
因此，我们要经常督导我们孩子信仰的事情。
So we have to pay a great attention to the faith of our children.
因为孩子是神的产业。
Because children, they are the inheritance from God.
那我们要趁孩子现在可以说、可以雕塑、可以管教的时候，赶快管教。
And we have to hold on to the time when our children are still able to be molded and are still to able to receive discipline.
因为到了超过一个年纪以后啊。
Because after they reach a certain age,
那大概就定型了。
Then they are pretty much set.
要管就很难管了。
And by then it will be very hard for you to discipline them.
而且他外面也有很多的朋友啊。
And at the same time, by then they will have many friends.
那他的朋友啊，可能会站在他那一边。
And then perhaps their friends will stand on their side.
那很少朋友会站在父母亲这一边。
Because very rarely.
帮我们孩子管教的。
Very rarely, their friends will stand on the parents' side and help the parents to discipline their children.
所以我们要有个时间性啊，这个时间性超过的话就很难管了。
So there's a timing when it comes to discipline your children. Once the time passes, it will be hard for you to do anything else.
所以箴言那里一直告诉我们说，趁孩子有指望还有希望的时候，要赶快管教。
That's why the Book of Proverbs mentioned we have to discipline our children when there's still hope.
而且还说，要管教孩子，我们才能够得到安息呀。
And the Bible also says it is only when you know how to discipline your children then you can receive rest.
因为假如是不管的话，那我们怎么能够得到安息呢？以后替我们找很多麻烦呢。
And the reason being, if you do not discipline your child now, in the future they will bring you many troubles. Then you will not be able to have rest.
哦，他们假如是到处惹事。
If in the future they continue to seek troubles,
那我们去处理就很累的。
And then you have to clean up the mess after them.
我们怎么能够享受安息呢？
Then how is it possible for you to have rest?
所以我们做父母亲要享受安息的话，
So as parents, if you want to have rest,
啊，就是要管教我们孩子。
Then you have to discipline your children.
哦，一定。不能够疏忽啊！我们就是再累的话，也要想办法起来教导他们。
And you should not neglect this matter. And doesn't matter how tired you are, you have to wake up and you have to discipline them.
啊，圣经啊提到一个家庭叫史提凡的家庭。
And the Bible mentioned a family of the household of Stephen.
啊，他们一家以服侍圣徒为念。
And the whole household, they serve the saints.
啊，整家。啊，都在服侍圣徒啊。
And the whole household, they serve the saints.
啊，不只是说大人在服侍而已。
And it's not just the adult in the household are serving.
啊，有些时候我们发现到，我们去访问的时候。
Sometimes when I go to visitation, I realize.
啊，只看到大人。
I only see the adults in the family.
啊，小孩子不知道跑去哪里呀。
But and I don't know where are the children.
啊，大人在服侍。
And I can see that the adults are participating in serving.
啊，其实啊，要趁这个时候告诉我们的孩子啊，出来呀、啊，出来见客人啊。
We have to use the opportunity to urge our children to come out and greet the guests.
哦，就是教导我们孩子要倒茶。
And we have to teach them. You have to give water, tea to the guest.
啊，让我们孩子习惯的服侍别人。
So we need to let our children have this. Have this habit of serving others.
啊，会服侍别人的话，以后人家会服侍你呀。
And because if you learn how to serve others in the future, other people will also serve you.
因为圣经说啊，你要怎么样人对待你啊，你要先怎么样对待别人。
Because the Bible says, treat others the way you want to be treated.
啊，所以我们现在服侍别人的话。
So if you now you learn to serve others,
其实啊是为自己啊，为自己在累积财富啊。
So then you are actually accumulating your wealth.
为自己在累积机会。
You are accumulating your opportunities.
一个人就是都把自己关起来。
Because if a person just lock himself away,
啊，只管自己的。
And he only seek after his own gain.
好，以后有机会的话，你只管你自己，别人不会把机会给你呀。
Then in the future, no one will take care of you, and no one will want to help you.
神的旨意就是要让大家能够互相服侍的。
Because the will of God is for us to serve one another.
能够大家互相帮忙。
And for us to help one another.
因为神造人啊，是一个合群的动物啊。
And because when God created man, we're supposed to be
不是独居的。
We're not meant to live alone.
所以当时神就造两个人呢。
So that's why in the beginning God created two people.
因此我们要督导我们孩子啊，习惯做服侍的工作。
So we have to teach our children to learn how to serve.
那还记载一个腓力的家庭，腓力。
And the Bible also mentioned the household of Philip.
那这个腓力是以传福音为念。
And Philip, he is a man who put the matter of preaching in his heart.
啊，这个家庭呢也生了七个女儿哈。
And in this household, he begot us seven daughters.
啊，七个女儿啊，大家都会说预言呢。
And all seven daughters are also prophetess.
啊，当时所谓的说预言呢，就是传福音的意思，叫讲道。
And they're able to preach the gospel to say the truth.
所以他们家大大小小都会讲道，都会传福音呢。
So in his household, from young to old, all of them are they're able to prophesy and also deliver sermon.
很多年前呢，我注目天跑教会的时候。
And many years ago, when I was a resident pastor in Tampa.
那偶尔会去迈阿密啊，那边有一个据点。
And then I went to this place.
有个家庭啊。
And because I went to visit this family.
啊，这个家庭啊，就是这个姐妹信主啊，孩子信主，先生还没信主了。
And within the household, the sister believed in God and her children believed, but her husband wasn't a believer yet.
好像还有零零散散啊，一两个啊，一两个信徒。零零散散，还有其他的一两位信徒。
And other than her family, there were about one to two other church members.
啊，但是家庭聚会的时候，其实也是很热闹。
But then during family service, there were a lot. It was quite festive.
因为当时他们的孩子，两个孩子哈，一个男的，一个女的哈，两个孩子还是在读小学。
And because at the time, her two children, one boy, one girl, and they're in elementary school.
这两个孩子就会去邀请他们的同学哈来参加家庭聚会。
And during family service, her two children will invite her their classmate to come and join the service.
这个情形啊持续好几年呢。
And then for years, it was like this.
一直读到他们读高中时，还在邀请他们的同学来参加聚会。
And these two children continue to invite their classmate to attend a family service until they're in high school.
所以其实很多事情呢，我们做家长的可以督导我们孩子呢来建立信仰。
So there are many things as parents that we can do to instruct and help our children in terms of their faith.
圣经既然提到这个史提凡一家，还有腓力一家，还有我刚所举的这个迈阿密那个家庭。
And so in the Bible talk about the house of Stephen, of Philip, and also the example I just gave you.
其实我们都是人啊，他们是人，我们也是人啊。
And so these people, they are human being and just like us.
他们可以做。其实我们可以做得到。
So if they can do this, then we can also do it.
只是大家平常要多注意一点，我们就可以做得到。
So if we all take heed, then we will be able to do it.
好，那我们先来看他怎么来复兴信仰呢
？So let's look at how he revived the faith of this household.
这里说啊，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神。
And here mentioned you had to put away the foreign gods that are among you.
雅各这个家庭啊，虽然是雅各啊比较追求神的，他抓住神。
And within Jacob's household, Jacob is a man after the heart of God.
那他们家里的人啊，其实没有跟上信仰啊。
But then in terms of faith, his the people in his household did not all follow him.
所以为什么神要叫他回到伯特利
？So that's why God asked him to go up to Bethel.
就带领整家哈。再归向神。
To once again guided his whole household to return back to God.
我们看拉结哈，他们不是要离开拉结的爸爸家，就是要离开雅各的母舅家哈。
For instance, when Rachel was going to leave her household, which was the household of Jacob's uncle.
那他的舅舅拉班啊，突然发现，哎，我家里的神像怎么丢了呢？
And when they left, Laban realized that the foreign gods, the idols, was gone.
那他想说，一定是雅各偷的。
So then, in his heart, he thought Jacob was the one who took his idol.
哇，结果就 就开始搜查。
So then he started to investigate.
那搜不到什么东西。
And then, but he couldn't find it.
那其实是拉杰偷的。
But actually, Rachel was the one who took the idol with her.
拉杰就把这个偶像啊，这个放在他的坐垫底下了。
And Rachel hid the idol under her sitting pad.
所以我们看拉杰啊偷了神像。
So at the time, Rachel, she stole the idol.
那当然，偶像不对啊，怎么可以拜偶像呢？
So indeed, this is not right. How can she worship idol?
啊，当然，雅各他不会偷这个东西啊。
And of course, Jacob wouldn't steal such a thing.
那他是拜神的人。
Because Jacob was a man who worshipped God.
那他家里的成员的这个拉结都不一样。
But then, Rachel, who is within his household, she didn't think likewise.
所以我们看有些时候，家庭里的成员的信仰哈，大概多少都会有一些差异。
So, in terms of faith within a household, there would be a discrepancy.
啊，可能先生很热心，那太太就不那么热心了。
For instance, the husband might be very fervent, but the wife, might be weak in faith.
有可能孩子很热心，父母亲不那么热心。
Or the children are very fervent within Lord, but the parents are weak in faith.
所以信仰的情形可能会有一些差异。
So there might be a differences in terms of the level of faith within a household.
啊，当然这个没关系哈。
But that's all right.
最主要这个家长要负起责任。
But most importantly is the parents who have to bear this responsibility.
说家长就告诉他们说，好，从今天开始我们要悔改呀。
So the head of the household said to his family that starting on from this day we have to repent.
要除掉你们家中的偶啊，要除掉。外邦神
we have to put away the foreign gods.
啊，说你们中间呢？哈
，that are among you.
那这个中间到底是在谁的？这个，因为他有很多孩子啊。
Because he has many children.
在谁那里
？So who was the one that has the foreign gods?
要回家哈，就看一看哈，你的床铺底下有没有啊
？So each one of them have to go back home and they have to check if there are any foreign gods among them.
啊，说我们回去要看看我们家里有没有偶像。
So for us, when we go back home, we have to check if there are any idols in our house. Maybe we don't have the physical idol.
可能家里孩子有偶像啊。
But maybe our children have idols.
我们孩子假设墙上就看他墙上要贴什么东西啊。
We can go back and look at the room of our children. What do they post on their wall?
哦，满满的这些这个体育的明星。
And maybe there are the celebrity athletes.
啊，电影明星。
Or a movie stars.
啊，那这个我们就要帮孩子啊建立正确的信仰。
We have to help our children to establish the right concept of faith.
还是看他听所听的音乐哈，都是那些世俗。有些时候是很不适合基督徒的这些音乐。
Oh, we have to listen to the music they are listening to. Perhaps those are not appropriate for a Christian.
当然，大家想说音乐做音乐呀，怎么还有什么这个世俗，还是说合不合我们的传统体统的
？Or you might think that music is music. What do you mean music that are suitable or appropriate for Christian?
啊，有时候你偶尔会打开收音机呀。
And sometimes I turn on the radio.
要调这个频道的时候，有些时候也会听到一些啊很不堪入耳的音乐。
And when I am adjusting the channel, sometimes I hear some music that's hard to take in.
好，那这些都是外在的偶像啊。
So all these are foreign gods.
那内在的偶像呢？
The foreign gods that are outwardly.
那这个才厉害呀。
Foreign gods that's within our heart.
我们知道但以理书啊，这个巴比伦王啊，他就立一个很。
In the book of Daniel, the king of Babylon, he erected a great idol.
这个金像啊，九十尺高啊。
An old golden idol, that's 90 feet tall.
我们想想，我们这个墙壁才多高呢
？And just imagine, compared to the height of the ceiling.
啊，这个金像就要九十尺高啊。
And so the idol, it was 90 feet tall.
啊，九尺就宽。
And then 9 feet wide.
所以它是高到大家都可以看得到啊。
And it was so high that everyone can see the idol.
啊，所以今天呢，我们是不是要拜那个金像
？So today, are we also worshiping this golden statue?
啊，当我们很羡慕别人富裕生活的时候
，When we envy the wealthy life of other people.
啊，就是我们已经在拜金像了。
Then if we long after these things, then we are worshiping the golden statue.
啊，当我们以世俗的眼光来衡量哈。我们的孩子是不是成功的时候
？And when we deem the success of our children based on secular values，
你看别人都赚十几万了，你才赚六万。
And we compare other people's salary, saying that that person is earning 100,000 and you're only earning 60,000.
赶快再去给我读书了。
Then you should go back and study more.
好，再改行啊。
Or you should change your career.
哦，像别人一样能够赚十几万。
You should be like the other person who can earn 100,000.
所以我们以世俗的眼光来衡量是不是成功。
And we use the secular point of view to deem the success of our children.
这个也是在拜金像。
And that itself is also a form of worshiping the golden statue.
所以圣经为什么说我们心啊是最重要的？
So that's why the Bible says the wellspring of our life is within the heart.
因为一切的果效都是由心发出来的。
Because the heart is the wellspring of our life.
我们怎么想啊？我们怎么做都是在反映我们的心怎么想。
Because whatever we do and whatever we think about, it all springs from the heart.
所以我们是以神的眼光来看事情，还是以世界的眼光来看事情？
So when we see things, do we see from the point of view of God, or do we see the point of view
所以我们小心不要拜金像啊。
So we have to remind ourselves not to worship this golden statue.
不要把眼睛啊放在这个金像的上面。
We should not fix our eyes on the golden statue.
但是金像它是90尺高啊，让大家都能够看得到。
But this golden statue is so high, it's 90 feet high.
它是外表的。
But this is something superficial.
很迷人。
Even though it's attractive.
那假如我们把焦点、把眼睛放在神的身上。
But if we fix our eyes on God.
那神是看不见的。
And God is something we cannot see.
那一个是内在的功夫啊。
And then that that takes our inner strength.
内在的平安啊，是来自内在的功夫啊。
And because if we want to receive this inner peace, then it takes our inner strength, our inner cultivation.
一个人心灵有没有平安，那才是成功与否啊。
And in terms of success, it is determined by whether a person can have peace within his heart.
而不是在乎他拥有多少。
And it's not about what possessions he owned.
所以我们一定要除了自己要建立一个信仰的体系以外，还要帮我们孩子建立一个正确信仰的体系。
So other than having established a strong faith within ourselves, our job is also to establish a strong faith of our children, which is to have God as the center of life.
那么在另外一个，假如我们被某一个事物所控制住了，比如说被我们这个 iPad 啊、iPhone 所控制住了，那么它就变成我们心目中的偶像了。
And if we were controlled by any material like iPhone or iPad, then that becomes our idol.
我们要用它，不是被它控制啊。
We have to utilize these things, but not be controlled by it.
它的确是带来我们生活上很多的方便。
Even though these things bring a lot of convenience into our life.
但是不能够被它控制啊。
But we shouldn't be controlled by these things.
人家去用了 Google 去浏览一下。
If you just surf on Google.
很多，你看这个照片很多人坐公车也在滑手机。
And you can see that lots of people, they browse the cell phone constantly, even when they're on the bus.
我看到一个照片啊。
And I saw a picture.
两个夫妻啊，年轻夫妻，中间夹着一个大概是三四岁的孩子。
That there are this newly couple, and between them there's this child.
他们都躺在床上休息，已经要准备睡觉了。
And then all three of them are lying on the bed and about to go to sleep.
结果三个人都自己在滑手机。
But then all three of them are surfing on the web.
在躺在床上一般正常的妈妈就会讲故事给孩子听，对不对？
On their cell phone, but usually mother before bed would tell the child a bedtime story.
我们叫这个叫什么bed story time 哈。就孩子story time 孩子很高兴妈妈要讲故事的。
And usually children that really enjoy this bedtime story.
很多家庭现在没有了。
But now lots of families they no longer have this precious time.
就像照片的这个家庭大家连小孩子三四岁也是一样滑手机大家都看自己的手机。
And now it's like what that photo was showing that all of them are on their phone.
连吃饭都在看自己的手机。
And even when they during meal time, they will still be on their phone.
所以我们不要被它控制住了。
So we shouldn't be controlled by these things.
有个孩子不是有个父母跟传道抱怨说，他的孩子老是喜欢滑手机
So parents said to complain to me that their children like to look on their phone.
那我们去他家做家庭访问。
So when I went to that household to pay a visit.
就听见这个妈妈又在吼孩子说：“哎呀，你都是在看手机呀。”
So I heard a mom was screaming at a child, saying, "Well, why you're on your phone again?"
结果孩子回他一句。
And then the child said.
妈，你还不是一样。
My mom, you're doing the same thing.
所以妈妈自己也在滑手机呀。
Because the mother was also serving on the web.
那这样子就很难去劝诫他的孩子。
And because of that, it would be hard for her to discipline the child.
我们要使用他。我们要使用它。
So it's okay. We can use them.
我们是主人呢。
And but we are the master.
我们不能够受到控制，他是主人，这样就不对了。
And we are the master, but we shouldn't be controlled by these things. Otherwise, they become the master.
所以我们从内心的深深检讨，我们是不是有外邦神
？So we have to reflect in our heart whether we have these foreign gods.
我们也不要只看外在。
And we shouldn't just look at our appearance.
外在都是虚假的、迷人的。
Because our appearance tend to be attractive, but at the same time vain.
我们要看内在。
We have to look at the inner beings.
当时有个城市叫做耶利哥。
At the time, there was a city of Jericho.
圣经记载说这个地势很美好。
And the Bible recorded a city of Jericho as a beautiful land.
有山有水。
And there are mountains, there are water.
这个树木又很青翠。
And they also have green trees.
但是呢，水质很恶劣。
But then the quality of water is bad.
恶劣这两个字是很极端的形容啊。
The water of the water quality is very bad.
那就表示很糟糕。
It was terrible.
所以我们看外在呢，就不准啊。
So sometimes if we just look at our appearance, it doesn't tell us much. We have to look at the inner being.
所以我们要注重内在的修养啊。
So we have to emphasize on our inner cultivation.
那么就说以神的标准为标准。
And we have to use God's standard as our standard.
所以雅各就告诉他们家里的人说啊，你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神偶像。
So Jacob said to his household, that now you have to put away the foreign gods that are among you.
好，那再来呢
？And next,
说要自洁。
You have to purify yourselves.
你看这边是说自洁啊，是说 purify yourself 是自己的事情啊。
So over here, purify yourself is something you have to do yourself.
那自己的罪啊，要自己来解决。
That you have to resolve your own sin.
不是别人代替来解决。
No one can substitute or solve it for you.
自己要到神的面前来求神的帮助。
You have to go to the presence of God and ask for help yourself.
这里他说要自己要更换衣裳。
After you purify yourself, you have to change your garments.
当然，以前旧约时代说以外在的衣裳、以外在的洁净作为一个洁净的标准。
In the Old Testament, they used the outer cleansing by changing their garments as a standard of their cleansing.
其实更换衣裳很简单呐。
But changing one's garment is quite easy.
就去换一件清洁的、干净的衣服啊。
You just have to go and change a clean garment.
但是有些人呢不愿意啊。
But then some people, they're still not willing to do so.
这是一个很简单的动作。
Even though it is something easy to do.
虽然是很简单，但是有的人就是不愿意去配合。
Even though it's easy, there's still someone that they are not willing to participate.
他或许说，我这件衣服还好好的啊，才穿一天呢。
Maybe that person will say, well, I don't have to change because I'm just wearing it for one day.
为什么要换呢
？So what's the need to change it now?
神说要换就要换了。
But when God tells us to change our garments, we have to change it.
我们由外在的顺服到内在的顺服。
We have to start from our submission, and then in turn is go into the submission of the heart.
我们看当时旧约圣经有一个叫做乃曼元帅。
In the Old Testament, there's this character, the Chief General of Naaman.
那他是元帅，可是呢，他长了大麻风。
He's a commander in chief, but he also is a leper.
说他什么都好了。
So in all aspects of his life,
他是很成功的一个人物。
He is a very successful person.
但是就是有大麻风。
But then he is also a leper.
他假设没有大麻风的话， 他就不可能有机会来认识神。
If he did not have, if he wasn't afflicted with leprosy, then he would never have the opportunity to come to know God.
所以以属灵的角度来说啊，这个麻风病对他来说是好事情还是不好事情呢
？So from the perspective, from a spiritual perspective, is it good for him to have leper or not, have leprosy or not?
当然是好事情呢。
Of course, it is a good thing.
所以。我们为什么说我们要以属灵的角度去看事情
？So that's why we have to see things from a spiritual point of view.
以神的角度来衡量事情。
And we have to see a thing from the perspective of God.
这个就是我们信仰的宝贵啊。
And that is why our faith is precious.
我们看当时拿麦元帅他犯了大麻风。
So at the time, this commander in chief. He was afflicted with leprosy.
可能很多人呢，可同情他。
And perhaps many people have sympathy.
哎呀，你身世那么好啊，你又是元帅啊，家里面又是很富有、很成功的一个人物啊，怎么会长大麻风呢？
And might have sympathy on him because you're such a successful commander in chief, and you are from such a good background. But now you are also a leper.
那主要是拿麦元帅哈，他有神的这个眼光啊。
So if Naaman, if he had the perspective of God,
可能当时拿麦元帅他也在抱怨嘿。
So perhaps at the time, Naaman he also was complaining himself.
那他主要是有神的眼光。
But then if he have the eyesight of God,
他能够看到以后哈，他要认识神，而且他的麻风病也可以得到洁净。
If he can see further down to his life, that one day he will come to know God, and then his leprosy will be cleansed.
那他会不会抱怨呢
？Then would he still complain？
那就不会抱怨了。
Then he wouldn't complain anymore.
但是问题就是我们人没有神的这种眼光啊。
So, but the problem is that as men, we don't have this future eyesight as God.
所以昨天晚上。赵传他做见证。
So yesterday night, when Pastor Zhao, when he was when he was sharing the testimony,
啊，赵传他就第一次手术的时候，他也不明白神的旨意啊。
So during his first surgery, he at the time he did not understand the will of God.
其实我们都是人呐。
Because all of us are human.
我们都是人。
We are mere men.
所以，当我们不能够以神的眼光看事情的时候
，So when we cannot see things from the perspective of God.
我们的心态就会产生偏差。
Then our value will be skewed.
好，那问题是我们不能够有神的那种眼光啊。
But then it's impossible for us to acquire the eyesight of God.
是不是我们哪里能够看到以后我要怎么办？比如说我现在生病，那我怎么知道以后会不会好啊
？Because how is it possible for us to see the things in the future? For instance, now I'm sick. How would I know if I can be recovered in the future?
比如说，大概在五年以前呢、啊，我那时候负担那撒迦缅度教会。
Five years ago, I was at
Sacramento.
I was Sacramento Church.
啊，就去做身体检查。
And I went to did a physical.
那医生说啊，这个我肝里面有恶性肿瘤啊，这个好像是肝癌啊。
And God, and a doctor detected that I have a malignant tumor in my liver, and he said it might be cancer.
啊，那时候我在下个礼拜就要去协助那个学生联谊会。
But then, the following week, I was supposed to help out SSC.
我告诉医生说不行啊，我现在不能去跟其他的医生约了，因为我要去学生联谊会。
So I said to my doctor, I cannot make an appointment with another doctor because next week I have to go to SSC.
医生说你都要死了，还去什么学生联会啊
？And then the doctor said to me, "You're about to die. Like, why are you still worrying about SSC?"
那后来我的女儿住在东部，我的女儿就说：“好，那要表示要割要手术的话，因为肝有一半是不好的啊。”她说：“那表示要割的话，那就干脆到去东部哈、啊，去费城那边手术，她也可以照顾。”
So then my daughter at the time she was in East Coast and she said to me, "Well, if you want to remove half of your liver,then you might as well come to East Coast and to the hospital in Philadelphia, and I can also take care of you.
啊，那个期间呢，那个柯传道他到太平洋教会啊，这个主持啊，他们有个 project， 有个啊文宣的活动。
And during this time, Pastor Ko, he went to Pacifica Church because at the time they have some kind of a seminar going on.
那他很关心我。
And he also care about me.
他就打电话给我。
So then he called me.
他一传到啊，你要保重啊，我也不知道怎么跟你说啊。
And he said to me, Pastor Ye, you have to take care of yourself. I don't know how to comfort you.
啊，所以好像是一个要被判死刑的人一样哈。
So it was as if I was on a death road.
那感谢神。
But thank God.
其实我也看不到说是不是真的肝癌呀。
Now at the time, I don't know if I truly have liver cancer.
那我也不知道说会不会好啊。
And I also don't know if I will be recovered.
不过当时神给我一个信心呢。
But then at the time, God gave me this faith.
我知道凡事都是神的旨意。
I know that in all things there is the will of God.
所以我就很有平安。
So I do have peace at the time.
我就回客船都说没关系啊，凡事都是神的旨意啊，放心了。
So I said to Pastor Cole, it's okay. In all things, there is the will of God. It's fine.
所以我们是人，就是看不到说未来会怎么样。
So as men, we cannot see what behold us in the future.
所以其实我们人哪里会有神的眼光啊？
And it's very rare that man can obtain the eyesight of God.
可是我们所有的就神给我们的信心，这是礼物啊。
But then we have this gift from God, which is this faith God gave to us.
我们不要忘记，神给我们信心是很宝贵的礼物。
And we have to remember that this faith that God gave to us is a very precious gift.
这个彼得他形容说，这是很宝贵，好像是纯金哈，这个很宝贵的。
And it is so precious, it's like a refined gold.
啊，虽然说我们没有神的眼光可以看到未来。
Even though we cannot have the eyesight of God to be able to see.What's going on in the future?
但是我们有神所赏赐给我们的信心。
But then we have this faith that God gave us.
我们就知道神要怎么样在我们身上来成就他的救恩，来成就，来成全他的荣耀。
And because of this faith, we know that God will use us to glorify Him and also to accomplish His salvation plan.
啊，感谢主啊！在东部的医生啊，他们在检查的结果啊，不是肝癌呀。
And thank God, when I went to East Coast, the doctor there diagnosed that I do not have liver cancer.
啊，只是血管瘤而已的。
It's just a tumor.
啊，所以我们做基督徒啊，真的就是要有信心啊，来接受神各样啊的安排。
So as Christian, we need to have faith to encounter anything that may come our way.
那当时拿麦元帅啊。
So at the time, this General Naaman.
这个。先知哈，就派遣一个仆人哦，啊，以利沙就派遣一个仆人呢、啊，去告诉拿麦元帅。
So Elisha sent his servant to say to Naaman.
好像派遣一个小朋友啊。
And it's just as if sending a little child to see this commander.
拿麦元帅他是元帅，所以个子一定是长得很高啊。
And Naaman as a commander, he was a great stature.
啊，看这个孩子。
And so he saw this little kid.
啊，你在做什么？
哎、and then asked if why you're here.
啊，他说我是要传达先知的意思呢。
And then the servant said, I'm passing on this message from the prophet.
啊，他的仆人说，哎，你去这个约旦河啊，沐浴七次。
And then the servant said to him, go to the river of Jordan and bathe seven times.
你的麻风病必得到洁净。
Then your leprosy will be cleansed.
第一个，你孩子，你懂什么？
So first of all, it's just a useless servant. What do you know?
第二个，怎么叫你来？怎么你们的老师这个以利沙自己没有来的，那就轻视我。
And secondly, your teacher Elisha, he despised me because he did not come himself. He asked you to come instead.
第三
，Thirdly,
为什么要去约旦河
？Why do I have to go to the River of Jordan?
你有诚意的话，就在我这个有麻风病的地方，这样摇一摇，讲一讲，说神啊，你当的好了就好了。
If you're sincere, you should come and then you should pray with me and pray with me and then just ask God to heal me right here.
那为什么要去约旦河
？So why do I have to go to the River Jordan?
要去约旦河的话，我在我们国家也有河流啊。何况是比这里的河更干净。
Because if I have to go to Jordan River, why can't I just go to any river in my hometown? They are even more clean than the water here.
所以刚开始他也不大愿意的。
So in the beginning, he was reluctant to go.
啊，只是一个很简单的动作。
Even though it was just a simple request.
我们知道当时他所在的地方离约旦河多远，我们是不清楚。
Even though we don't know at the time how far he was from the river,
一定不会很远啊。
But it shouldn't be that far.
那再远的话，他是元帅，一定要坐马车嘛。
And even though if the Jordan River was far from him. him. He is as a commander. He have chariot.
以当时现在的术语来说，有个车队。
He has this grand army following him.
也不用他走路了。
So he doesn't have to walk there.
就是那么简单的一个动作。
And so the request for him is quite easy.
不是很困难的。
It's not something difficult.
大家都能够做得到。
And it's something that everyone can do.
只是说你愿不愿意而已。
But it just depends on whether he is willing to do it or not.
所以神要祝福我们。
So if God wanted to bless us,
虽然是要求一些很简单的动作。
His requests for us are also quite easy.
就来就好了。
You just have to come.
可是有的人就走不来啊。
But then some people, they just can't do it.
有的人就说，为什么一定要用这个方法？
Some people will always question, why do we have to do it this way?
我们是人啊，不是神。
But we are men, we are not God.
所以其实呢，一个小小的动作就能够让神呢心满意足的。
But then just one small gesture from us, God can be pleased.
所以我们要做聪明人哈。
So we have to be a wise person.
那么一个小动作也不是很困难，我们为什么不做
？If it's just something simple, why don't we just obey and do it?
所以洗礼跟洗脚的本身啊来讲，也是一个考验的。
So in terms of baptism and foot washing, that's also a test.
就看我们有没有一个顺服的心。
Because it can see whether we have a heart of submission.
就当时雅各对他家里的人说，你们要自洁，要更换衣裳，那就是要愿意去更换。
So Jacob said to his household that you have to purify yourself and you have to change your garments. So they need to be willing to change.
所以就是要叫他们能够归向神。
And this way is asking them to return back to God.
离开罪恶以后呢，要归向神。
After you depart from sin, you have to return back to God.
那又说啊，要第三节说，你们要起来哈，要来行动啊，要上伯特利去。
And verse 3, and after that, you have to arise and go up to Bethel.
所以在信仰的复兴不是喊喊口号而已呀。
So when it comes to revival of faith, it's not a lip service.
不是说哎，我们现在啊已经的真教会传道已经一百多年了。
It's not something that you can just proclaim, right now, is the 100th anniversary of True Jesus Church.
大家要更努力。
And now everyone, we have to work harder.
努力传福音。
We have to work harder in preaching the gospel.
不是只是口号而已。
So it's not something that we just say.
真要起来。
That we really have to arise.
我们要从这个动态的要从静态的信仰哈。
Now we have to arise from this stagnant faith.
要进入到动态的行动。
Into something that's active.
要起来。
We have to arise.
要把我们所学的哈，要来练习。
Now we have to act out what we learned.
所以要起来上伯特利去，在那里要为我筑一座坛。
Arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God.
所以筑坛啊，从圣经来看呢、啊，有一些原则。
And when it comes to making an altar, there are some principles in the Bible.
圣经原则就在神所指定的地方。
And one of the principle is that you have to set up an altar at the place where God asks you to do.
创世纪神也是指示啊，亚伯拉罕啊，有一个地方啊。
In Genesis, God also instructed Abraham where to set up an
altar. 在那里筑坛。然后把他的孩子啊献给神呢。
And then also where he should offer his son.
所以有个指定的地方。
So there is an appointed place by God.
筑坛呢，不可加以修饰啊。
And when we set up an altar, we cannot decorate it the way we want it.
不需要修饰啊。
You don't have to decorate it.
所以我们有的人说我们要 be ourselves， 我们就是我们怎么样就怎么样啊。无所谓，不需要去刻意的修饰。
And so some people proclaim that we just be ourselves. We don't have to be something else.
修饰以后啊，都是很有点虚伪。
那we don't have to be someone that we are not.
那当然，以人的角度来看，就是很讨厌。因为你修饰过，看起来比较好看呐、啊，你讲的话听起来比较好听啊。
But then some people they like this extra embellishment because then you will look good and it also sounds good.
比如说我们灵布道会要到了。
For instance, our spiritual convocation are near.
我们弄个气球哈，很漂亮啊，五彩的气球。
And we should set up some balloon, colorful balloons.
来装饰我们的会堂。
And then we should use those balloons.
内内外外啊，都修饰的很漂亮。
Our chapel.
比较 colorful.
So that's more colorful.
啊，是不是需要这样子呢？
But do we have to do that?
我们看起来是很漂亮啊。
Even though outwardly it might be pretty.
哎，不用花太多钱啊。
And then it doesn't cost a lot of money.
但神不喜欢。
But then that's not something God likes.
甚至我们言语啊，也不需要修饰。
And also when it comes to our speech, we don't have to embellish them.
所以主耶稣说，是叫做是，不是叫做不是。
So Lord Jesus Christ said, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
很简单啊。
Yeah, so it's simple.
所以其实主耶稣的目的啊，这个恩典也是带给我们，但是我们要过着一个简单的生活。
And the goal of God is to give us all these blessings, but we have to first lead a simple life.
因为主耶稣在说多说了、啊、就是出于那恶者。
Because Lord Jesus said, anything that there are more are from the wicked one.
因为第一个部分、啊、你多说了，那个是那个不是真实的，那个你自己讲的。
Because anything more, those are not the truth. Those are just your own opinion.
因为主耶稣也没有说、啊。
Because they are not said by Lord Jesus Christ.、
啊、何况是就是，不是就是不是，那多出来的就是你编的。
So let your yes be yes and your no be no, and anything else extra, there are just what make that by you.
所以我们的话语连话语都不需要装饰，简单就好。
So when it comes to this, let our speech also be simple.
所以人的痛苦哈，就是我们要装饰。
One of the agony of men is that we have to embellish ourselves.
要装饰要给谁看呢？
We have to adorn ourselves.
要给别人看、啊、
to show other people、
啊、你看有的人买家具要做这么这 很多东西、啊、
For instance, some people they furnish their household this way and that way to show off to other people.
其实自己要用也不需要那么多套家具。
But then for them, practically for them to use, they don't need all these things.
给谁看？
But why are they doing that?
给客人看，客人来的时候，哎，你家好棒啊，很漂亮，哎，拍拍手。
So it's to show off to their guest, that the guest can praise them when they come.
要整理，要清理，谁在累？我们自己在累呀。
But then when it comes to cleaning, then the person will have to spend lots of effort.
在家里后面挖了一个游泳池。
Or set up this big pool in your backyard.
自己一年呢游不到两次。
But then throughout the whole year, maybe you will only get into the pool less than twice.
其他的谁在游？
And how about the rest of the time?
亲戚朋友来游。
And maybe for your friends or your relatives.
游了以后谁在清？
But then after they finish using the pool, who will be the one that's cleaning the pool?
朋友不帮你清的。
Your friends wouldn't help you.
你自己要清啊。
And you have to clean it up yourself.
谁在受苦？
So in the end, who have to?
除非是真正有必要。
So unless it is really necessary.
啊，但是呢，很多事情呢是不需要，也可以过得很好的。
But there are also a lot of things that we don't really need them. We can still live a good life.
所以神呢给我们一些生活上原则，都是智慧的，我们一定要注意哈。
So God impart us many wise things to do in our life.
那我们看到以后啊，神啊就祝福雅各。
So we can see that toward the end, God blessed Jacob.
祝福雅各的就包括哈，我们再来看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
三十五章第九节。创世纪三十五章第九节。
Genesis chapter 35, verse 9.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，神又向他显现祝福给他。第十节。
Verse 10.
而且对他说啊，你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫做雅各，要叫以色列。这样子，他就改名叫以色列。好，这个是不是第一次呢
？So is this the first time God named him？
好像很熟，对不对？哈。
This seems familiar, right？
其实在以前啊，在三十一章的时候，神已经帮他改名叫以色列了。
Actually, back in chapter 31, God already changed his name to Israel.
那以色列就是说，你跟神跟人较量都会得胜啊。
And the meaning of Israel is when you wrestle with men and God, you shall attain victory.
那假如神告诉他说你会得胜。
So if God said you should obtain victory.
那为什么他在创世纪三十四章的时候，我们早上所读的，他还很害怕，
then,
很恐慌
？If that's the case, then why in chapter 34, what we read in the morning, can see that Jacob he was still afraid.
那就不需要，因为神已经保佑你，跟神跟甚至于跟神，你就会得胜哦。
But he doesn't have to be afraid because God already promised him that whether it's man or God, that you will attain victory.
所以我们想想，神才需要他再回到伯利恒想一想。
So that's why in this chapter, God asked him to return back to Bethel and think about this.
因为以前神告诉他的什么，不管是多么的感动人啊，全部好像都忘记。
Because it seems like all the moving things God said to him before are now forgotten.
所以神要他再回来这个伯特利。
So that's why God asked him to return back to Bethel.
再重新再重复一次说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫做以色列。
And once again, telling him that from now on, your name you should call Jacob no more, but Israel.
所以这次呢，做真正确认啊，他就是以色列。
And so here, right here, once again, God affirmed him that your name shall be Israel.
所以神要帮助一个人改造，可能要经过很多次，一次还不行。
So when God wanted to transform man, maybe one time is not enough. Maybe it has to go through several times.
好，那我们来看哈，看十二节。
Let's read chapter verse 12.
十二节哈。
12。
所以我所赐给你亚伯拉罕和以撒的地，我要赐给你与你的后裔。十三节。
13。
神就从那与雅各说话的地方升上去了。十四节。
14。
雅各便在那里立了一根石柱，在柱子上奠酒浇油。那这个我们早上读过嘛，在二十八章的时候就读过了。
And then in the morning when we were reading chapter 28, well, we read similar passages.
那是不是一样的内容呢？他做一样的事情嘛。
So it is the same thing that he did.
好，我们再来看二十八章哈。
Let's return to chapter 28.
二十八章的十八节。
Chapter 28, verse 18.
哦，十八节。
18.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立一座柱子，加油在上面。他说给那个地方起名叫伯特利，那个地方本来的名字叫做路斯。所以我们看在二十八章说这个动作，他在三十五章那个动作，在二十八章这个就做过了的。
So you can see that the things he did in toward the end of 35 was already done in chapter 28, verse 18 and 19.
所以，可是我们看到神真的要叫他再回到你信仰的起初了，你的原始点。
So can see that God was asking him to go back to the origin of his faith.
好，以前你怎么做呢？以前你就把所整的石头立作柱子浇油。
So going back to what he had done before, which was to set up as a pillar and pour oil on top of it.
所以他就给那个地方起名叫伯特利。
And then he called the name of that place Bethel.
所以。一样啊，到三十五章那一段啊，跟这一段都是一样的。
So, the part we just read in chapter 35, it was the same as chapter 28.
啊，所以我们现在最主要的哈。
So this is the key of today's sermon.
真的，我们要回到起初啊。
That we have to return back to the origin.
但是这个起初啊，可能我们很多年轻人都不知道的。
But then perhaps some youth they many people they do not know where was their origin.
所以我们这些信主比较久的人。
So for those who believe God in for a long time.
我看到我们利用一个星期六的上午哈，来再来谈这个起初。
Think we have to use one Sabbath morning to talk about our origin.
啊，起初不是我谈，是大家一起谈哦。
And I don't want to be the only one that's talking. I want everyone to talk about it.
好像当时。以斯拉他回来要重建圣殿。
It was just like the time when Ezra wanted to return and rebuild the temple.
那些老年人都哭了。
And at the time, all the elderly they were crying.
因为他们有见过那个古老的圣殿。
And because they once witnessed the old temple.
他们有见过那个荣景那个以前那个圣殿多么的荣耀啊。
They've once witnessed the glorious scene of the old temple.
所以他们很感伤。
So that's why they were so sad.
所以我们一样，我们心灵要复兴啊。
And today it is the same. If we want our faith to be revived,
一定要有这个步骤啊。
We have to go through the same progress.
我们一定要重新回到圣经。
We need to once again return back to the Bible.
从圣经找答案。
And then to find answer in the Bible.
所以我们一定要告诉我们下一代起初是怎么样。
We have to tell our next generation what was our origin.
啊，说我们请这个信主比较久的这个弟兄姐妹啊。
So I would like to invite the elderlies.
请大家提供，告诉我们下一代我们当时信仰，你看，灵布道会的时候一个月。
And then to share with the younger generation, for instance, back then during spiritual convocation.
啊，当时在购买这个原理教会的时候，大家怎么来购买的？
Or back then, how did the members come and purchase this chapel?
当时的环境啊，不像今天那么好。
Because back then the environment wasn't so good as now.
但是大家很热心，很喜乐。
But everyone was zealous and filled with joy.
我说，我们要把那个起初，尤其就是大家还有那个照片哈，回去哈，拜托大家把那个照片再找出来。
So let's go back home. If you can find those old photos, let's share them.
然后我们的青年可以把它扫描到电脑里头。
And then our youth can scan these old photos into the computer.
用古老的照片来说故事。
And then we can look at these old photos and we can share the stories about them.
来诉说神的故事。
And share the stories of God.
来诉说神的恩典。
And share the grace of God.
我们最主要是让我们下一代能够明白。
And most importantly, for our next generation to come to understand.
也让他们能够知道根基要建立在原有的根基上，建筑。
Understand that they have to build their on their building on this correct foundation.
要回到我们信仰的起初。
And they have to once again turn go back to the origin of the faith.
所以让真教会能继续发扬光大。
So that a true church continue to grow and prosper.
好，再唱诗378首。
Let's sing 378.